Today is Thursday, August 21st, and you're listening to the news and weather on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Kira DeCoudre. Max O'Penn is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Waterfront Resiliency Task Force presented its findings to the public at a meeting on Tuesday, August 20th. Nearly 9 months in the making, the task force report looked at a variety of risks and solutions to the problems associated with the recent history-making floods in Greene County. Some of the proposed solutions included relocating houses from West Main Street, reviewing and updating the village emergency plan, relocating the wastewater treatment plant, and building a pier out to the point and allowing the land by Dutchman's Landing to revert back to wetlands. The task force also looked at the Bushnell neighborhood and suggested extending the riverfront greenway or raising the road to act as a flood protector. Phase 1 of the study included data gathering and risk assessment. Phase 2 included taking a look at natural assets, including biodiversity and ecology, public assets such as the park at the point, and historic industry and cultural assets. The task force report will eventually be made available online and at the Catskill Library as well. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Governor Andrew Cuomo this week announced the Germantown Central School District was alone among districts in Columbia and Greene counties to receive a grant from the state of New York for its pre-kindergarten program. The district of 600 students received $380,000 in funding. Other recipients in the Capital Region included the Gloversville Enlarged, Lansing-Burke Central, and Rensselaer City School Districts. The awards were made to full-day pre-K programs across New York, but the bulk of the money, nearly $300 million, was awarded to programs in New York City. Approximately $40 million was allocated to schools upstate. The funding was included in the 2014-15 state budget and is the first installment of the state's $1.5 billion commitment over 5 years to build a statewide universal full-day pre-kindergarten program. Read the full press release online at www.governor.ny.gov. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential a state appeals court has ruled Zephyr Teachout can remain on the Democratic primary ballot. On Wednesday, August 20th, 2nd Judicial District Appeals Court judges in Brooklyn upheld a decision by a lower court to allow gubernatorial hopeful Teachout to remain on the ballot, despite a challenge from incumbent Andrew M. Cuomo. Cuomo argued his challenger did not meet the minimum 5-year residency requirement to run for governor. Teachout and Randy Credico will appear on the ballot alongside Cuomo in the Democratic primary next month. A Quinnipiac poll on Wednesday showed that 88% of New York voters are not familiar with Teachout. According to Hamilton, Capitol watchers have maintained that while the Fordham Law professor might be able to take enough votes to embarrass the governor, she is not likely to be a serious threat. Read the full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for Thursday, August 21st, for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There is a chance of non-severe thunderstorms Thursday afternoon and evening. Any thunderstorm will be capable of producing isolated heavy rainfall amounts, which may be enough to produce localized ponding of water on roadways and minor flooding of poor drainage areas. Showers are likely today with thunderstorms also possible after noon. Cloudy, high near 76. Chance of rain is 60%, and tonight there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy, around 61, with a chance of rain at 50%. There is a chance of showers for Friday, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy, high near 72. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Saturday should be partly sunny, high near 77. Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 57. Saturday is expected to be mostly sunny with a high near 77. Sunday is expected to be mostly sunny, high near 77. Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 57. The sunrise today was at 6:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:46 p.m., allotting the total length of the day to be 13 hours and 36 minutes. Today is the third Thursday of the month, and Ankrum will be having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. in Town Hall at 1416 County Route 7 in Ankrum. For more information, call 329-6512. Chatham will be having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. Town Hall, 488 State Route 295 in Chatham. Call 392-3262. Columbia County will be having a Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee meeting at 5 p.m. at County Office Building, 401 State Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1527. Copaic will be having a Land Use Review Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road, Copaic. For more information, call 329-1234. Durham will be having a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Town Building 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham. For more information, call 239-6122. Ghent will be having a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at Ghent Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. For more information, you can call 392-4644. Hudson will be having a Common Council Economic Development Committee meeting at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson. Call 828-1030 for more information. Kinderhook will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. in Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville. For more information, call 784-2233. Finally, Wyndham will be having a town board meeting at 8 p.m. in Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. For more information, call 734-4170. You've been listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.